Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Radio.com.
Radio.com. I should ask DQ who sings the song, but I think he might be able to actually answer that. All guests appear on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline by now and say big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Larry Bluestein going to join us on that Toyota of Hollywood hotline in about 15 minutes or so. We got preseason game number two tonight in Charlotte, and that's where Joe Rose is sitting right now in the great state of North Carolina getting ready for tonight's game. Joe Rose, good morning.
Good morning, and yes, we got a lot of stuff going on. Get you caught up on the moves going to be made tonight. A lot of young guys going to play, and I don't mean play late in the game. Going to be some changes in the lineup that you've heard about all week. Probably going to happen tonight as teams not messing around. Either guys not performing or aren't picking up assignments, better known as dummies. And if they don't, they're going to let these young guys go and give them a chance. By the way, they're not making excuses for those guys either. They expect those guys to know the basic defense and basic offense and not make mistakes tonight as well. Bobby McCain probably going to play a lot of cornerback tonight outside. He always plays inside, going to play outside. And then I think you're going to see a lot of those young Stills and Parker out with injuries. So all those young guys you've been maybe wanting to see, or maybe you got one of those guys that's your favorite, and everybody knows who that one guy is, right?
Of course.
The one guy for 2 years now that's been the wide receiver that you keep seeing plays like, man, why isn't that guy getting to play more?
Yeah, give him more of a shot.
So good, and that should be the guy that's playing and everything else. So I'm curious to see if old Francis Owusu gets a chance to play more football. I have to give him credit. He did this last year, came back this year, and had a nice little game for himself last week. So there's going to be a lot of those guys, a couple UM guys fighting to get in there and everything else. So see how those guys who will get lots of playing time, I just don't think they're going to kill Albert Wilson. Jakeem Grant will probably play a lot too, right? He needs work. Danny Amendola, I don't know how much you're going to play him.
Nah, but it's the Frank Gore situation even with Amendola. Like, if you want to suit him up, that's fine, but I don't need to see much.
But if you got Tannehill out there while he's out there, you want to have your best
guys.
Yeah,
your ones, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Best guys that can play tonight that aren't with the team and are injured. So, yeah, it ought to be interesting. By the way, nobody talks about Leonte Carew. It's amazing, right?
He's the forgotten one, right?
He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. We had a gate. We moved up with third-round pick, right? Yeah, that guy, yeah. Yeah, man, he's, year three now with him?
I believe so, yeah.
Year three, and he's gone from, he had the big breakthrough last year and just didn't make a splash.
Joe, where is he right now in this depth chart? Like, where is he? Is he seven? Is he six? Is he eight?
You can't go by the depth chart.
Forget the depth chart. The actual just what you see depth chart, not the actual one that Adam Gase puts up.
Well, I will tell you he's behind Parker and Jakeem Grant.
Okay.
And he's right even with Leonte Carew and Francis Owusu. So they're in the back of the pack,
yep.
Which if I'm Carew and I'm a third-round pick 3 years ago and I'm basically going with the third group, although he moves up a little bit because Devontae is out.
You better put on a show in one of these games.
He should be at his best, right? You're in your peak years.
Of course.
You haven't played a lot. You know the system. You know everything about system. Just should be ahead of those other guys. And, boy, it just doesn't look like it right now. Isaiah Ford, and it's another guy they really like. And then you've got Scott and Lewis. So, yeah, man, you might want to get as many snaps as possible and have one of your quarterbacks throw to you and get you some stats tonight.
Well, just get yourself on tape a little bit tonight. Just something. If you're bottom of the pack in that wide receiver core, what else are you going to do?
Make some plays, man. Yeah, get out there and make plays. I don't know how many people are worried about scores, but
but just get yourself on tape. I don't need to see stats from the preseason. No one cares about stats in the preseason. That's why Aaron Rodgers throws 4 passes and Brady throws 22 and nobody cares, or 26 and nobody really cares. But the younger guys, a Carew, a someone at the end of that group, like, you want to make this team? You want to not be on the practice squad? You want to get on at someone else's team if you get cut? Just get yourself on tape. I haven't heard anything about Carew except for where is Carew?
I don't even know if Carew's eligible, after a while.
For practice squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe he's not. And at that point, you better put yourself on tape for another team.
It'll probably. I'm guessing Carew. Somebody else probably liked him, too, and will put him on the roster. I'm guessing he – it's just my gut. If we, for some reason, let Leonte Carew go, he's not going to
– he's going to get picked up. I know that.
I think somebody will pick him up and – as a fifth or sixth receiver or fourth, and work with them and use them. Because they're, coming out of college, the Dolphins weren't the only one that liked them. But matter of fact, they felt they had to move up to get them that
That's
they weren't.
That's a good point. So, right.
Anyway, we got all that for tonight. Got a lot of preseason games, 3 last night, as well as the 2, the biggest and best, both played last night. As you just heard, Aaron Rodgers, whose team put 51 points on the Steelers.
Wow.
51-34 was the score.
That's a Tom nice Brady, score in preseason.
And by the way, Tom Brady, his team looked real good. Brady played a lot more, I think, most people thought. I don't think a lot of people thought Tom Brady would be throwing the ball 26 times.
No way.
172 yards, couple of touchdowns against the Eagles. So two of the best quarterbacks in Rodgers, who only had a couple throws, who was injured last year.
Yep.
It is amazing, though, that Brady sitting here in the second preseason game in his 40s, now 41.
It's ridiculous.
You know, it just proves one thing. Belichick doesn't look over his shoulder to the left or the right. He's got a system. He's got something he wants to get done. He doesn't go by whatever the normal rules are, most people are coaching Brady last night. They're not playing him much, right?
No, of course not.
I know what you can do. I just saw you in the Super Bowl. You're fine. I'm not, let's go ahead and get the backup and the third guy ready to go. But, man, not there.
No, he doesn't.
He may throw more as a starting quarterback. He may have more tosses than any starting quarterback in this second preseason game.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, it just depends on what happens tonight. And I don't even see any of the games tonight where a guy is going to come out and throw that many. Joe, how many starters play as much as he did and throw that many balls? It just doesn't happen. Not in the preseason. You know what you got from Brady. What are you trying to – is anyone out there really going, oh, man, I wonder what Brady's got left in the tank? No. Nobody cares about that. You might see a guy in the second half of a game. Maybe Baker Mayfield plays that second half tonight in his game, or Josh Allen plays in his game, or one of these rookies, or one of these second or third string guys maybe throw 26 passes. But Brady, you really need to see Brady throw 26 balls?
No, that's why I said starting quarterback. Yeah. No, the rookie, whole rookie class of first round picks.
They'll all play, but none of the starters. Look at the starters' numbers across the board. Nick Foles throws 9 passes. Brady throws 22.
He got injured.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And there it is right there. You want your guy out there for that? You got to be careful in these preseason games. Can you imagine if something would have happened to Brady in this game?
Well, if you saw that game, it's all his protection, and he got rid of the ball pretty quickly. All the throws were short.
A lot of dumps, yep.
You realize that was pretty safe stuff for Brady, although that's the way they play, man.
That's their game plan anyway.
I don't know if anybody throws, they throw a lot of stuff under 10, 15 yards to those guys there. And he checks and gets them in place. They rotate. There they are again. I know it's preseason, but you look at the guys in the carries, the guy that looks like a regular season game for the Patriots, right?
Or it looks like preseason game number 3 at least. That's what it looks like.
We got to roll to a break here. We've got Larry Bluestein going to join us. We're going to talk some high school football kicking things off. We got our South Florida Kickoff Classic started last night. Might have started the night before, too, but we'll get into everything coming up next week as well, and teams to look for this year that Larry might really like. We'll get into all that. And, of course, Carroll City, Northwestern, and Central, some of the baddest little division of football we have in Dade County. And could we have a new king in Broward County? All that stuff coming up with Larry Bluestein after this quick break.
Yeah, boy. Still Aretha Day here on the show.
Oh, man, that's
good.
Oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. I got goosebumps in my body here in Sharp.
That's nice. Danny Q's like, who is this? I don't know who this is singing.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, of course.
Man, it's a feel-good. Never heard it. That's your problem.
Hey, Joe, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Say a little prayer for you. And ever and ever.
I want to do a sing.
Watch Larry Bluestein. I guarantee you he's a big Aretha fan.
That's right. Well, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Yes, we've been talking about it for a while, and we're bringing him on now to start the weekly hits because high school football has started, and my team won the Jamboree last night. Larry Bluestein joins us
now. Oh, that's
now.
Great. Yeah, you won a Jamboree.
That's
great.
That's right.
That's
right.
Good. That's really good
start
stuff.
Start of a big season for Nova again. Stop it. Larry Bluestein, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Aretha Franklin was part of my growing up, and certainly awesome music, Danny. You got to listen to it.
Right.
You got to listen to it. Yeah.
Not cultured, our guy.
A lot of messages, a lot of great things came out of
it. If you listen to the words, man, Blue, that's a great point. I know we want to get into high school football. We got a lot of coaches and players going to school and getting up early, going to lift weights and stuff. But, yeah, the words had such great meaning with her, man.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Back in the day, all those groups had meaning in their music, and you could listen, and you could hear them, and you could hear the words, which is great.
You saying some of this stuff is trash today.
I'm not,
I got you.
Cutting it down.
No, that's fine, Blue. That's good. You called
it
trash.
I'm with you, Blue.
More appreciation. But, yes, high school football is back, and started last night with some of the kickoff classics, and Miami Central already showing what they're about this year. Just trounced the defending 8A state runner-up Atlantic 39-7, and that just sets the tone because over the next couple of weeks, we'll talk about this next week a little bit more on the opening weekend. But I've never seen four marquee games like we have in the opening weekend, and this is going to be one of these seasons that every single week. And I think we repeated ourselves last year, guys, talking about the same thing. Every single week, there's a marquee matchup, and wow, you can't go anywhere in the country and find that.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Cardinal Gibbons and Central.
Yeah,
Well, I don't remember last time they played
City
each
Heritage,
other.
Deerfield beat Chaminade, kind of three games to open up the first weekend.
That's jumping into it. Hey, Blue, I want to ask you, just to look ahead, best team in Broward County right now on paper that
St.
you've
Thomas.
Seen and you look at?
St. Thomas. On paper, St. Thomas may be the
really?
Most prospect-rich. Yeah, yeah, they're stacked. This may be as good a roster as they've ever had. You still got to play the game, but this for St. Thomas, you know, the quarterback situation's been a problem. They're going to try to establish that. But everywhere else on that team, stacked offense, defense. The defense is as good as it's been. And you guys, you had Jason Taylor on. He's one of the coaches, and Sam, and the whole gang, and they're doing an excellent job. And they've got outstanding football talent, but they go in as number one, and rightfully so.
Who's two?
In Broward, I think Heritage had winning 28 straight. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, they got to get. They still got to get respect, although they lost a lot of speed.
But
they
got
lost
a lot,
Blue.
Yeah, but they've retooled that roster, you know, and nobody's losing sleep. Nobody's crying for them, but they retooled the roster. I think that they're definitely. I mean, I think Carroll City goes in as the number one team. Public school team in the state. Yeah, they're stacked. Defensively, they just got defensively, they were as good as anybody. Now they just got two or three kids who are committed to Power 5 schools to go on the line. So that's not terrible. They open up tomorrow night against Tallahassee Records in Tallahassee. And I definitely think that from the standpoint of being number one, they're right there. That whole district, Carroll City Central, Northwestern, Norland, all four of those teams are going to make the playoff again. They're that good. They're that quality. And I think when you talk about Central, the one thing about Central, they play as challenging the schedule. They do not, and they never have. They've never backed off. Never. You remember the year they went up there and beat Hoover. Hoover had a 50-game winning streak. Central's all about that. Northwestern starts tomorrow night. They are up in Tallahassee as well. They play against Godby. That district alone, guys, is going to be the focal point again.
You haven't mentioned Cardinal Gibbons. Why? Yeah. A lot of people think this is the best team they've had in decades.
Right, but yeah, and I agree. I watched them all last year. I watched them in the spring. I watched them in their spring game against Dwyer, and they're very talented. But you got to be the man. You got to beat the man. And until they beat American Heritage, everybody's always going to feel that way, and rightfully so. Heritage has won those games, and they've gone to the state championships. Yes, Gibbons is really good. They open up against Miami Central next week, which is going to be a very challenging game for them. And we'll have a lot more to say about both of those teams after that game. I mean, we saw Central last night, and they beat up on Atlantic. And Key West was gotten beat up by Cardinal Gibbons down there last night. So, to me, you have a core of teams. Like I said, St. Thomas, American Heritage, definitely you take a look at Columbus and a Northwestern, a Miami Palmetto and a Deerfield Beach, and as you mentioned, Gibbons, and then you have Chaminade. You can't turn your back on Chaminade. They're defending state champions. They're stacked. They have a schedule that is very competitive, and I had a chance to watch Plantation last night, and I think Steve has done an awesome job with that team. I just think South Florida this year is going to be as competitive as we've seen it. We have the talent. I think we have the teams to compete for, nationally.
Lou, give us a dark horse here real quickly. Give us a team that because you just talked about teams we seem to talk about public and private every year. Give me a dark horse in there, a team to watch. It's got a chance.
Western. Last year went further than they ever went before. Yeah,
that guy can coach.
Yeah, Adam Rakovich has done a great job, and they retooled. Yeah, they lost a pretty decent quarterback in Story, and they lost a couple of offensive. But what they got in the offseason is amazing. Their running back, Allen Crawford, may be as good as you're going to find. He came from South Broward. He's going to get a lot of play out there. They have a new quarterback, new system. They have a really good game tonight against Miami Palmetto, who won the district last year. So, I think for a dark horse, I think Western could be that dark horse. You have Miramar, nobody talks much about Miramar. They lost a lot, but they still have a ton of kids. Their offensive line comes back intact. And, when you take a look at challenging schedules, and, to me, you look at some of these programs, the one thing about South Florida, everybody always takes shots around the country, but they do not back away from anybody, and that's the best thing.
Well, I have a question. So Western High School last year kind of surprised everyone, and it's a dark horse for you this year, but who's this year's Western? Who's this year's team that's, forget about dark horse because Western's a good team now, but whose team is just going to jump out of nowhere this year in your eyes? And Broward and Dade.
Well, could it be Southridge that they jump out of nowhere? I mean, they were somewhere. They were 2 years removed from the state title, but last year didn't have a great season. But now Cedric Irvin's there, and they've got talent. So that may be your dark horse as far as Miami-Dade County. Broward County, I mean, there's just so many teams. I mean, in 8A, it's Plantation, Western, Miramar are the teams. Could Piper, I saw them last night, very talented football program. In 7A, St. Thomas has cleared it out so much that you have programs like West Broward and Nova and Doral Academy and such. They're just not at that level. They're just not at St. Thomas's level. So you couldn't really have a dark horse in 7A. In 6A, could it be Dillard? They still have to get over the hump with Central and all those teams there. And in 5A, who's the dark horse? You have American Heritage. You have Cardinal Gibbons. Could Miami Jackson be there? That would be kind of quick. But, I mean, they've kind of retooled in the offseason. So I'll look at Jackson as being a thorn in Dade County because we all know South Southridge is very good. But I'm going to look at Jackson. And then Luther Campbell has Edison playing very well, and they got a lot of talent. And, yeah, they're a 4A team, but the thing is between them and Booker T. Washington, a team that we haven't mentioned, they have a tough schedule. So if they finish 5-5 or 6-4, they're going to be on the lower rung of the point system, that may hold them back this year. But I think what Ice is going to do next year, and the same with Edison, is they're going to challenge. They're going to play Central. They're going to play Northwestern because they have to. Those are just two games. But you can't play Columbus and Chaminade and all these other teams and expect to get in the playoffs. It's just tough.
Blue, who's the give us a couple players? Best player in Dave. Best player in Broward.
Wow, I would say that you have a couple in Dade County. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, you have the kid Tyreek Stevenson who transferred from Southridge to Southridge from South Dade, one of the best safeties in the country, hands down. Everybody's after him. Maybe the number one player in the state when it all comes down to it. And yeah, he's quality. And Frank Ladson, the receiver, but you also have John Dunmore who committed to Penn State from Chaminade. He's an exceptional player. You look at St. Thomas Aquinas. Do they have that one star this year? They may not have that one star, but they have plenty of kids, that will fit in. And then, look at the kids that all went that committed to Miami from St. Thomas.
How good are they, Blue, the three kids?
I think the Huff kid is really, really good. And same thing with Solomon. He's been around the game a long time. Those are two linebackers that are going to come in and give Miami depth. And remember, Solomon's been around the game because he's related to Roger Harry. I think he's his nephew. So, those two guys right there. Look at Cardinal Gibbons. They have Chris Bogle, who is one of the better defensive ends, maybe one of the top five in the country. He's amazing, and he'll have a chance against Central to show what he can do, because that's a first-class offensive line he's going to go against. So I think Chris Bogle may be the guy that emerges as the best player going in Broward.
Wow, good stuff. Blue, I tell you what, my man, that was a nice little tease.
Strong.
Right there.
Yeah.
Can't wait. I got to tell you, I'm zeroed in on that game, Cardinal Gibbons and Central.
Yes. And it's going to be a good one.
That's in Broward this year too, right? That game goes to Broward?
Yeah, that's going to be at Gibbons. So if you're going next Friday, you better get there early. Not a lot of parking, as you know, around Cardinal Gibbons. So, yeah.
No, that's true.
Million-dollar homes are going to be parking lots for a while.
Yeah. We got to get that father of the quarterback that had the house in the back there.
That was awesome. Bender. They live right there. They opened up the gate at halftime. We got to eat and everything. It was good.
That was unbelievable. I was sitting there watching the game, and I'm hearing, Joe, come here.
Yeah.
Finally, I go, what the hell? I went back to that food and
got
a half a buzz before work that night. Jeez, that was unbelievable. I said half a buzz, by the way.
Yeah, good job.
Don't anybody upset.
Yeah, but it's exciting. I'm excited about it. And every week we're going to bring it strong, and we've got kids to look at. And don't forget South Florida High School Sports.com radio show tomorrow morning, 10 to 11. We're actually going to have two coaches that will be playing tomorrow, Coach May from Douglas. They're going to be playing Daytona Beach. This is their first real game since all that stuff went down last year. And then Carroll City, Coach Benedict Hippolyte, is going to talk to us about tomorrow night's game against the Tallahassee Rickards at FAMU. So good show tomorrow morning.
Oh, man, Blue.
Every week.
You're teasing, you're pleasing, and you got it all going. I didn't even get into recruiting. Give me one school that's doing a nice job down here that's making a splash for next year besides UM.
You mean college-wise?
College-wise.
There's
a lot of high school recruiting going on. No, that's not taking place now. That's done. We'll talk about that in the offseason.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a lot of people wanting to hire some of these high school coaches for their recruiting ability. For what happened this year, there was almost 300 kids that changed schools. So,
wow.
Yeah,
jeez,
that's amazing. I mean,
300.
Every time I put a kid in my database, he's he was at that school last year, and it's.
What do you think of that, Blue?
Chasing a ring, huh?
What do you think about that?
Everybody's doing it, so who's gonna?
I understand everybody's doing it, but what's the number one reason everybody's leaving? Is it to be on a better team?
Yes. I've even gotten parents to tell me we're chasing rings. That's what they're doing. They're chasing rings. If they could play.
Jeez, I'll buy them a high school championship ring. It's fake.
Isn't that crazy? But if you're St. Thomas or Central or Northwestern and you get kids in, you've already got those rings to show what you have. And, that's a little tough for Junior to pass by, But those guys love it.
You got to keep Junior happy. Ain't no question.
You have to keep all those juniors happy.
Blue, thanks, buddy. Always great talking
guys,
to you.
Enjoy your weekend. Look forward to this every Friday.
Thank you. Larry Bluestein.
Bye, guys.
Got into a little bit of everything.
My man's in his element at this point. You know that. Yeah.
He didn't know when I said recruiting. He thought we were talking about high school recruiting.
Well, because he heard what he said. 300 guys change schools? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Come on. What happened?
We'll get next week. We'll find out who the big winners are. I think everybody knows. The big winners are all the best teams that we're going to be talking about with these teams. We're going to jump on a quick break here and get caught up. A lot of football stuff to get you caught up on. As I guess the Canes getting set for a second little practice.
That's right.
Little scrimmage
Scrimmage coming up. Yeah.
How that thing
closed scrimmage again, by the way.
Well, they're all going to be close.
Yeah, yeah. Can't.
If you're not Don Bailey or Joe Z, you're not going to be at one of those,
right? That's a good point.
Maybe a couple of family members, but outside of that, it is there'll be security everywhere. Mm. Apparently, there's security everywhere but Ohio State. Radio.com.
Another good one, Joe. Another one that DQ has no idea about.
And he knows now. He'll know by the time he goes home tonight. When he sees mom and dad, his ass will know.
It's another good song. I mean, literally, we played, five or six songs so far, and they've all been really good. Like, you better know by now.
I think I've heard this one before.
Oh, I think.
I think it's getting to the chorus.
And by the way, if somebody on the text machine's ripping Aretha today, man.
It's not being read. Don't worry. If someone rips Aretha.
It's just wrong. It's wrong.
Actually, somebody texts in, since Hollywood's out today, are we doing DQ's dork lines today? No, we're not. No.
No, DQ. No. We're just glad DQ's there on time and good, man. That's all. We don't want to mess his weekend up. He got a lot going on. Good guy. By the way, Hollywood, of course, is with his buddies for a little fantasy football weekend. Yeah. Where'd they go to Nashville?
Nashville.
Which, by the way, is a good town.
Fun town, yeah. I mean, Nashville.
Fun place. But really bad timing.
Yeah.
Why would anybody, I said this yesterday, still, why would anybody do, people take their fantasy football very seriously. Why would somebody not wait until after the third preseason game? You got next weekend, according to when your team plays or most of the games are played, then you got a full 2 weeks to pick the teams.
That's right. You sound like a vet, by the way, in fantasy football, and that makes me proud.
Well, injuries, man.
Yeah.
Injuries.
No, you're right, but you see it all the time. That's why you got to, you know.
I don't know. Have we lost any fantasy football guys that were going to get drafted? I don't think we've lost any. Maybe Geis, right? Maybe the running back.
Geis, yeah. Because we talked about Geis a couple weeks ago, me and you. Yeah, Geis would be the one guy so far that probably would have been a starter on your team because he probably would have gotten a ton of carries out there in Washington. So he's out. But
does a holdout get hurt, Zach?
We got
Steelers running back. Is he?
Le'Veon Bell is going to be in most drafts. Gurley's going to go one in most drafts unless it's like a keeper league when someone already has Gurley. So if you're going just strictly everyone's available, Gurley's probably one in the majority of the drafts now after last season, which was amazing. Then pick two comes around, and I honestly think if I have pick two in my draft, but it's a keeper league, but if I had pick two in a draft where Le'Veon Bell's available, I'm going to have a hard time not taking him at two. Because if he even just comes out the 3 days before, you know, the first game and he's ready to play, he's going to get carries. He's going to catch the ball. He's still going to score touchdowns. Like, he's still probably number one or number two running back in the league, even without any camp.
Anybody's going to give you close to, if they all stay healthy, which, of course, you know, that's what you're counting on.
But of course.
Anybody gives you close to 2,000 yards, 1,800-plus yards, couple of those guys you're going with, right?
Yeah, I mean, think about the first four or five running backs that will get drafted. Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Zeke Elliott, David Johnson probably. Those four guys, you know, are probably four of the top five.
The problem is Ezekiel didn't catch a lot of passes.
No, he doesn't, but he takes a lot of those carries. And when you have that offensive line and you know he's going to run the ball 20, 25 times a game, he's going to run the ball in the red zone. There's no Dez Bryant. There's no Jason Witten anymore. Now, the only problem with all that said is if you're the defense playing against Dallas, you're probably going to put eight guys in the box at all times because there's no real – you're not trusting a lot of guys and Dallas, you know, wide receiver-wise or tight end-wise in Dallas right now. But I still think Ezekiel's going to get 22, 23 carries a game. until he's kind of, you know, knocked out.
Oh, no, he's going to.
So with that said.
With that O-line, if it's still as good as it's
If it's still as good, that's a guy that's probably going to get you 100 yards a game and probably a touchdown, you know, close to a touchdown a game or, you know, probably 13 touchdowns for the season. So, yeah, he's right up there. David Johnson, if he's healthy, going to catch a lot of balls. He's going to run the ball a lot. Le'Veon Bell, same thing. And Gurley showed last year why he's one of the best, if not the best running back in the league right now. So, yeah, there's your running back kind of breakdown, your top four guys.
Same group of receivers. And
yeah.
then the quarterback. We don't have any quarterbacks. We don't have guys out there that draft a quarterback in the first round, do we?
It depends on your league. Aaron Rodgers sometimes goes early, and I'm hearing a lot, and I don't know if I trust it, that you look at the quarterback rankings, and we'll talk to some fans. You know, we'll get Nose or someone on next starting next week to give us breakdowns, but Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback right now you're looking at in fantasy. I would always go with Brady kind of too, just because it's Brady, but I've seen a lot of Deshaun Watson being the number two guy in fantasy for
he
quarterback.
He can run it too, man.
Yeah, that's why.
He can run it. He can throw
it. He's a dual threat kind of guy. And then it's your randoms after that. It's Breeze. It's, you know, Rivers is down the line and those guys. But Deshaun Watson in 1 year has put himself, and of course in the fantasy rankings doesn't mean more than anything else, but because of DeAndre Hopkins, he's got weapons on that team too. And it's just, but it's impressive to me that he jumped up that much in 1 year that you're going to take Rodgers one and maybe go Deshaun Watson as a second running quarterback. It's just amazing to me. It's a big jump, especially in fantasy.
Well, it will all going to get going, man. Fantasy football
is
exploding. You look at ESPN, the people have already signed up in all these different places to jump in these. Guys jump, you know, I talked to another guy this weekend. Out playing tennis in five leagues. I go,
yeah, it's a lot.
Leagues,
that's a lot.
How do you do? Oh, I just.
I think Q's in three of
work.
Them.
Yeah. Got one.
Yeah, I got three leagues, and that's a handful. Five leagues, that's unheard of.
Five leagues. I mean,
wow.
That's just ridiculous.
Guy semi-retired, but, man, that's. I mean, I get you watch. Well, I watch the games anyway. It's kind of fun. That's a lot. And guys like all the action, right? I mean, you like to put. I think he told me he put either 50 or 100 in each one of his leagues.
Yeah. It just depends on your leagues. Like, I mean, I'm in a couple that are, you know, I'm in two. One of them is very, you know, expensive. The other one is kind of, you know, relatively expensive. But I can't do more than two. I have a hard time. First off, you get into like three, four, five, six, whatever leagues, all of a sudden – 1 week in one of your teams, you're starting Aaron Rodgers and you're starting, you know, this guy and that guy.
You start competing against yourself.
And then
yourself.
You're playing against them in another league. Yeah. So, like, you're rooting for Aaron Rodgers to throw three touchdowns.
That's a good point.
Yet you're like, oh, man, I'm playing against Aaron Rodgers this week, too. And
you're confused on who you're rooting for.
That's it.
You're
like,
oh, man, my guy got in. You go, oh, no, but he killed me in this other one.
Yeah,
I
want David Johnson to get, you know, have a good game, but I can't have him having
like,
that
I
good
need
of a game.
David Johnson to rush for 41 yards
yes.
and no more.
Yeah, like, it gets a little ridiculous, but I've seen guys that are in 10 leagues and have to get them all set up each week, and it's just a little too much for me at that point. Although I do love me some fantasy football, that's still a lot. It's a lot to handle at one point when you're in. You know, like if this year we get a Rose team, you're going to see just on one team how hard it is to handle that injury-wise, picking up guys. It's a lot.
I still want to get in on the Nose and Rose team.
No, it's in. It's in. I talked to Nose last night.
I got to talk to Nose. We got to get rolling.
You guys are in. We're going to get the QAM league set up, and there will be one slot for Nose and Rose. It's already said and done.
Honestly,
I talked to Nose last night.
I don't want to do the Big O thing. Is Big O in that league?
He might be.
You guys have already told me he rips everybody's picks and critiques everybody's picks.
Yeah, but you know what? You'll strategize with Nose and let Nose do the drafting for you. You're good. You strategize with him. Tell him who you like. He'll pick some guys for
you. All right.
But I talked to him last night, and he said he's excited for Nose and Rose, and I said that we'll be bringing him on soon to start talking fantasy, but it's too early. Anyone that's bringing on fantasy football guys right now, you are literally
you got to admit,
it's early.
The preseason is a teaser.
It's a total teaser, of course.
Because what was it? Washington kid last night for the Steelers had like three or four catches for over 100 yards.
I know. You're not
the first thing I thought of because that kid he was really good. Oklahoma State. He was a stud.
Sure.
But, you know, we've had a lot of guys really good. Oklahoma State. I mean, they throw it as well as anybody. I'm like, man, he's gonna have Ben throwing to him.
Mm. Yeah, could be good, especially when you got.
Do they seem to find receivers?
Yes,
more than anybody.
Yes,
whether they're just disgruntled and they ship them off or not, but they just find that guy. They do a nice job.
Well,
man.
Think about the
that
receivers.
Guy's a hell of a second round pick.
Yeah, think about the receivers over the last probably decade, And the only one they really kept around and paid was Antonio Brown. The rest of the guys, when they're ready to get that next contract, they let them go.
Or they're just a piece of crap and they just don't want to take their
correct
stuff anymore.
Yeah, someone just texted in. Someone just texted in, by the way, that Jamie Eisenberg was on the afternoon show and he said he's in 20-plus leagues this upcoming season.
I don't just see.
I know that's his job. He's a fantasy.
No, that's Jamie's job. I mean, that literally why everybody else is doing whatever. That's his job.
That's a lot, Joe. I don't even care if that's your job. It's a lot. I mean, I can't. I'm going to ask Nose. Nose is probably in 7 or 8 leagues.
By the way, you got to throw money in him because you can't do fantasy football and not have at least $10 or $20 in it.
Yeah, probably more than that.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
You got to have a little action, right?
You got to have some action. That's what makes Sundays fun, man. Sunday night, and then all of a sudden Monday night comes around, and, oh, man, well, that guy's...
What's the max, Zach? 12? Is 12 a
teams.
Good league, or
is
that too many?
Yeah, some are more than that. I'm in my biggest league, there's 12. QM league, we usually have 12 teams, and then we might have 10 this year.
Give me the numbers between what? At least 10? At least 8?
Yeah, you got to have 10. Eight, your teams are going to be a little too stacked with 8, so 10 is the least amount I'll get into. We'll probably have 10 in our QAM league, maybe 12, depending.
I wasn't going to do this today either. I was going to wait till next week. And
We're just teasing
it. Going. I looked at the box score of the 3 games last night and went,
and you're looking
damn.
At stats. Yep.
And look at that. And it means nothing.
Yep.
No, not one person game plan for the other team. Like,
no.
There was no game plan. I was like, damn, they got me last night. Green Bay scored 51. Hey, we got to get ready for the 8 o'clock.
What do you mean? I was looking at Jimmy Graham. I was scouting Jimmy Graham last night.
They had 51. Aaron Rodgers, what'd he do? Oh, he just did the one drive, one touchdown. Yeah. Teases everywhere last night.
He threw the touchdown to Jimmy Graham.
To Jimmy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be, he could easily inside. He could have more touchdowns than anybody in the red zone this year. Jimmy Graham, right?
Well, I hope so.
He quietly, what do you have, 9 or 10 last year in Seattle?
A quiet 9 or 10, right?
That was a quiet one. Anyway, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, Zach. We got a lot more stuff.
I want to read you some text messages coming up in the next segment.
All right, let's do that. We'll jump in and find out what everybody's doing. 56022, let us know what you got here as we get set. And remember, no matter what you send for a text message, you cannot mess up my Friday, whether I'm in Charlotte or South Florida.
Radio.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.